You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, it's your girl, Crystal Ibarra from Orange County, Santa Ana. How's everybody doing? Doing good, doing good. I have to start off by saying I love my city. I fucking love my city. I was in LA too long that I forgot about my people. No, I was in Santa Ana, downtown Santa Ana last night with my cousin. Fucking amazing time. Amazing time. We met a lot of people. I don't remember half. So if I met you last night, you got my number? Don't worry. We'll figure it out. And I met a new best friend. His name's Jose. That guy is fucking amazing. Like, I got lost a little bit, and he fucking navigated me my way through. But yeah, it was, so we went downtown, Santa Ana Proust, and I'm not into clubs or anything. So I was like with my cousin, she's younger than me. And, there's a lot of young people. I mean, like in their 20s, 30s. And I was just like, damn, I'm 40. And, you're too young. 20, like, keep it moving. But what I liked about it is that the guys, only that, like, they're so respectful. They asked you, like, hey, do you have a man? And I was like, no. And then all of a sudden, the drinks started coming in. Before you knew it, I had, like, I don't know how many drinks I had. I was just, like, fucking passing them out. My cousin's like, fool, where are you getting all these fucking drinks? I'm like, I don't know. I think they're coming from here. Like, I don't know. All I know is I have a lot of phone numbers. The fuck? Like, I don't remember, like, half of them. Jose, we need to figure it out because you were there most of the time when we picked up those numbers. There's a lot of kids, downtown Tab. I'm like, it's a young crowd. It's a young crowd. But it was a good time. It was a good time. Like, just your the environment and the people we were with. And, yeah, it was a good time. Would I probably go back again? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. On a better note, I got myself a new car. And now for Romero, just a little sunshine, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can go hiking. oh my gosh, funny, gross story. So yesterday we went out to eat, me and my mom and my daughter and my dad. My dad got a car and he was like, I just got to eat after that. He brought a new car. And so we went out to eat, went to Sizzlers, the one on Edinger and Harbor in San Adam. And we're eating there. And I don't know, I just like, so I have a hiatal hernia. So every once in a while, like if it'll flare up and I can't move, like literally can't move, like it hurts. Either you call 911, take me to the hospital, or just like relax, let it go through. So I had a plate and it was fruit, whipped cream, and something else. But I think I just like got a scoop and I was just like it looked big. And I'm sitting there, I couldn't eat it. I was just like, oh, I'm tapped out. Like I'm going to throw up. Like I need to go home. And the waitress comes. You know, just pour what you can eat. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a limit. It's a buffet. Oh, okay. Portion. All right. Thank you. And she's like, and she has the nerve to tell me, why didn't you eat it? What the fuck? Okay. I didn't like it. What's wrong with it? Oh, fuck. She keeps talking. It doesn't taste right. Tell me why. And this is the part that grosses me out. There's nothing wrong with it. She sticks her fucking finger in the plate and licks it. And I'm just like, yo, like, my mouth, like, spit, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's gross. You don't know what I fucking have in my mouth. I can have herpes or something. I don't know. But, like, you don't stick your hand in there. And I was just like, and then my daughter's just like looking like, I was just like, no. I was like, lady, walk away right now. Like, seriously, like, go wash your mouth. That's just gross. And I was just like, ugh, like, I don't know. It's just weird. I had the worst, like. That was one time. And then we went to the swap meet. I went to La Mirada. I guess they had a concert, whatever. Tell me why. I don't know what it was about yesterday, but everybody had the fucking balls to tell me something. And I'm ready. I'm just letting you speak. This guy comes up to me. And we weren't going to stay there, like, because obviously they have a concert. I'm not going to pay $60, you know. But my daughter, she's gonna be like, who the fuck are these people? I'm not going to waste my money. So I was like, okay, whatever. Let's just pull over. Let me just figure out, like, my navigation, whatever. And then the some guy comes out like, you don't think you're a parked car there, right? You got to move it. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you the parking monitor? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you just what? I'm sorry. Then keep it fucking moving. Like, oh my God, I just had the worst luck. Yeah, it was bad. But on another note, comedy, we do have some gigs coming up. We have a lot of gigs coming up. My life is fucking comedy. My life is comedy. My daughters are going to school pretty soon. My little one's going away. That leaves me alone. And you know, it's funny when we're downtown Santa Ana, a lot of people are like, are you in a relationship? What are you looking for? Well, not a goddamn thing at a bar. It's 2 a.m. And these motherfuckers want to have like a deep motherfucking conversation. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, seriously. Like, we're at a bar. You're not the person I want to end up with. Hey, where'd you meet him? At the bar? No. Yeah, no. I don't want to have a deep conversation at the bar. Like, just go. Like, yeah, I don't know. And you know what? Like, I love the girls there, like, at Proof. Like, they were so, like, I don't know. They were so confident. Like, you know when you're so, like, you know what? You don't have to worry about somebody else. Like, yeah, that bitch looks better than me, like, but you're yourself, you know? But, yeah, these girls were, like, rocking it, bitch. Like, oh, shit, Santa Ana. I was like, girl, you look good. And they're just, like, amazing. They're, like, I don't know. I love my city, Santa Ana. Yeah. So, yeah. I have a new best friend. His name's Jose. He invited me over tonight. I'm going to tell him his address. He was like, hey, you want to come over after you're dead? I was like, fuck, I don't even remember dropping you off. I don't remember half of the shit. But I do remember him calling me, hey, did you make it home safe? And my cousin, except she called me at 10 o'clock the next morning. So, hey, did you make it home? Oh, you're funny. My fucking cousin, you're fucking funny. She is so gorgeous. Like, she has, you know when you're gorgeous inside? I don't give a fuck what you look outside. If you're fucking gorgeous inside, even though, hold on, my cousin's fucking gorgeous inside and outside. She's so, like, humble, so great. Like, I don't know, she's just so sweet. And and this is before she calls me, okay? I had just finished dinner, and I wasn't even going to go out. I was already going to bed because I have to go to work tomorrow. I was like, no, I'm good, like, whatever. She's like, let's go for a little bit. Cool. I'm like, okay, so she dresses up, whatever. I get there, and, you know, I have my stilettos on, and she has, like, she looks so good. She had her shoes, too, and I was just like, then she had flats, too, and she's like, I don't know if you have any beef out there, but I'm ready. I'm like, bitch. I go, I'm sorry, I haven't been downtown in 2 years, so ain't nobody got beef. And if they do, best believe I can fucking swing with stilettos. But she's so sweet. She's like, no. And then, like, everywhere we went, like, people gave me drinks, and she was just like, I was just like giving her to her. I don't know. She's just so amazing. Great time. Fucking hilarious. Like, she's comedy. I'm gonna have to bring her up here. I'm gonna have to bring her up here. She is, like, amazing. And I don't know. Good time. On another note, these fucking hooligans and my kidsies. No, I'm kidding. My daughter, my little one's so sweet. She calls me up and she's like, hey, mom, is it all right if I clean your room? Oh, let me see. She's 18. Keep in mind, guys. She wants to clean my room? She goes, yeah. Maybe because my room's so fucking dirty. No, she's just a sweet kid. Like, I don't know. My daughter's so sweet. And now that she's learning to drive. So you know, we go on the little side streets at night and shit. And, yeah, so see how it goes. Yeah, besides, Juan Carlos, now that I have you here, I do not do private messages, and I'm not interested. And if you're a fan, you're a fan from far, because you know I'm not a friend for close. Just not one of those people. I don't know. Like, what questions do you have to ask me? And Safari, big boost. Thank you. Yes, thank you. That's all you can say. Thank you. Yeah. Michael, happy birthday. Carlos, ¿cómo estás? Mi familia de Tijuana, tijuaneros. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Aquí nomás, chambiándole. No, no se crean, no se crean. Dije que ayer fui a tomar. No. pistear, no. No, no, tampoco pistear. No soy borracha, no se pasen, vos. No se crean. Fui, yeah, con mi prima y salí. Y, man, I didn't know, like, how, like, I have amazing energy, but I was just walking all of a sudden. Hey, can I get your number? No. Funny story. Serious shit. This always happens. Okay, so my payment was due on the 3rd. You don't pay it on the 3rd, it's disconnected. I went out on the 3rd not thinking my phone payment was going to shut down my phone. So after, what, you know, 2 o'clock, everybody's like exchanging numbers. I'm getting, like, I don't know. I don't know how many people I gave my number to, but it was a lot. Like, I have all these numbers, guys. Like, yeah, we're going to have to short it out. Like, who's who, because I don't know. I don't remember anything. But, yeah. Yeah, so we went, yeah, there's like a lot of people. There's a lot of people down there. It was like, there's a lot of cops. So I'm fine, daddy. So I was like, damn. Like, arrest me, sure. No lie. I had Jose with me. I'm like, excuse me, sir. I'm on drunk. Can you escort me to my car? Sure enough. No, I'm kidding. But am I? Yeah, so it's funny because, like, a lot of the, you know, they're young kids and they're like all into relationships. And I'm like, and I'm just saying, I just threw it out there. How about friends with benefits and fucking keep it moving? And they're just like, wait, what? Okay. That got your attention, huh? Yeah, like, everybody, like, wants a relationship. Not everybody's into relationships. Good for you. Kudos to you if you are. And, yeah, there's, like, my thing is this. If you're with someone and we're at a bar or whatever, like, dude, don't, okay, stare, but, like, I don't know, do one of those, like, move. Like, don't get stuck. I think they're so fucking rude. Like, you're a girl. If you don't want to be with her, fucking make her go somewhere. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Just, it was just funny, though, like. And it's funny, though, because, like, a lot of these guys are so cocky. So cocky. It's like, hi, my name is Crystal Barr. Do you know who the fuck I am? Like, don't get cocky. When we did one guy say, like, he was, like, 20 years old. I'm a 9-inch. No, you're not, because nobody wants to go home with you. Keep it going. You know, like, I don't know. They're just weird. There was one cute guy, but I don't know. He's, I don't know. We'll just see what happens, because, like I said, I'm not. I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. Nobody wants a relationship. No rush. No rush. Yeah. So, yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time. Oh, my God. And then the fucking tacos. The tacos. They had taco stands, too. But the fucking hot dogs. Los perros calientes. Hijo de su. Dude. Oh. I didn't eat them. I fucking inhaled them. Like, I can deep swallow, motherfucker. Like, I ate it. Like, they're like, damn, girl, did you even taste it? No. Give me another one. Like, yeah, they had, like, their foods out there. I don't know. It's like, I went for the food or something. And it's so funny because at the bar, like, I make my own cocktails. Like, I'm over here, but, like, I swear I'm cocktails over here. I tell them, like, hey, like, my favorite drink, if I had a drink, it depends. If it's cold, I'm going to go for a hot toddy. But yesterday, I was shocked. Not a lot of people drink my drink, Jack and ginger ale. One person that did, I was fine, daddy, too. Ooh. Excuse me. What's your name? No, I did get his name. I got a number 2. Ooh. That's rare. Like, someone orders your drink. I don't know. The same drink that you like. Like, I don't know. I like courtesy. Like, I don't expect the guy to know. But, like, if I tell you, you know. Like, but this guy didn't even tell him. Like, it was just, like, his drink is my drink. Like, that's the drink that I drink. So, it was pretty cool. And he was a pretty cool guy. Really structured. Love the hair. Right here, Pele. Curls, like, beautiful curls. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing, like I said, downtown Santa Ana, there's a lot of young people. And my cousin goes, she's not, I'm like, I totally forgot. I'm like, she's younger than me. And I'm like, hey, how old are you? She's like, I'm 30. Bitch, you're still young. I'm 40. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, but it's close by. It was a good time. Like, yeah. But they're so young, little kids. They get so excited, little. Pee. I mean, you don't understand. My phone got disconnected. And I was still giving out my number, and these fuckers were calling. And the guys were like, "Hey, your phone's disconnected." I was like, "Fuck." And Jose was laughing the whole time. I'm like, "Fuck, I better make the payment." And he's like, no. Like, we're like giving out my number. He's like, "Hey, your phone's still disconnected." And these guys were taking it. And then after, like, I turned on the phone, these guys were calling. I'm like, "Fuck, I don't know who's who. I really don't know. I know numbers were given out. I know that I have to return a lot of messages because I got a lot of messages. And don't worry, guys, I'll return them. Just let me figure out who's who. I don't know." Like I said, great fucking time. I love my city, fucking Santa Ana. I love my people. The guys, oh my God, so respectful. When I go to Allen County, it's different. Like here, they ask you, "Are you single? Are you with someone?" LA County, you have to ask, "Are you active? Are you on parole?" Like, what the fuck? It's true. Those are the questions I ask to LA County guys. Like, hey, whoa. But over here in Orange County, they're just worried if you're in a relationship and if a guy's gonna pop up. I don't know. But like I said, they were really sweet. It was really a good time. Oh yeah, and then like after, like it was so cool, which I thought was amazing at that club. Okay, so like I got lost. Like I always get lost. They have an underground, whatever, like bar, whatever, and then outside they're rapping. Like they were free. Oh yeah, they were rapping outside. I thought that was fucking cool. So I ended up over there. And one of the guys, oh, I'll probably have him on here because I got his information. We exchanged information, but I don't know who he is yet. Like he's on there. I mean, on my phone. I just so many of them. Like fuck, I don't know. But he was cool. I was rapping out there and all his stuff. And I did post on my social media. Like I got one of the guys, and he was rapping in Spanish. But that guy was funny because I walked in. And he starts rapping. He has his girlfriend there. And I don't know, he starts rapping. And he's all big titties. I don't know where the girl left. But he was looking for the girl. And the girl, fool, like, you're looking at me. Like, your girl's right there. Turn around. Like, rap that way. Like, what do you think? I don't know. So, yeah, like, the girl took off. And he was, like, wondering. I'm like, hey, I don't know. Maybe because you were staring in that big titty comment. Like, your little rapper. Like, I don't know. Like, look, go get your girl. Like, a lot of them have, like, girls. And they're still, like. And the girls said them too. Ooh, I would have mollywop a motherfucker. Oh, ooh. Like, ooh, you want to look? I will tell, how you want it. I'm just saying, I would do that. Disrespect my ass, shit. And that's the thing, though, like, one guy wanted to yell. Oh, you brave motherfucker. Yell, like, what do you say? I'm talking to you. We're at a fucking bar. Like, I can't hear you. Like, I get it. I see you're talking. I just can't hear you. Like, it's not like, you gotta got fucking some common sense. Like, I don't know. Oh, there was one guy. It was funny. He's trying to hug in. And I don't know, like, he's going like this. And he was just too close to my face. And, like, the more we lean back, I almost did a fucking back. Like, I was like, dude, like, seriously. He's like, oh, that's how we, like, greet in our where I'm from. I'm like, you know how we greet where I'm from? Just kidding. No, but he was really cool. And then, not until he was like, what do you say? Something about, I buy you. And then he got my attention. What you buy me? No, but the one that had my heart was, I don't remember, someone. What did he do? That's what it was. We're smoking, and he brought out his stuff. Good weed, good fucking weed. And yeah, I was there by myself because my cousin went inside for a while. And then at first it was kind of weird because people were just like around. I'm like, might as well make myself friends and say, "Hey, Ibarra here." So I went around, introduced myself. Everybody was fucking nice, but there was some people that they make you like that caca face. It's like, dude, seriously, you're an ugly person. You can tell you're ugly. If you're ugly inside, you're fucking ugly outside. I don't care how all of that fucking works. You know what I'm saying? You're just an ugly person. So, yeah. And on another note, yeah. So, yeah. So, comedy is, oh, we're in August already. Oh, shit. Birthdays are coming up. I have my daughter's birthday coming up. But I don't know. She wants to have attitude. You got the right one. That's the thing though. They get to a certain age, and don't get me wrong. My kids, they're good for the. Like, they're amazing. They're good. That'd be bitch. No, I know they're my kids. One of them is going through a phase. She's older. She don't need mom. She don't, you know, cool. You know, but you'll realize I did. I at one point, fuck, I don't need my mom. My mom bugs. She's always in my business. Especially being Mexican, I think they have to know where you're going. Well, who's gonna go? Don't be drinking. Okay, we're going to a bar. I'm going with all these drug addicts and no drinking. So, okay, I'll be doing drugs. No, I'm just kidding. But I do tell her that. She gets mad. My mom's always on everything, but she knows, you know, you can't play stupid with Mexican parents. We want to pretend they're stupid. Like, no, I'm not high. No, my eyes are okay. All dilated, you know, mom have slept. Just kidding. Oh, yeah. No, like, parents know that's the thing, you know. I don't know. I wanted to pretend my mom's stupid. No, I'm not high. No. Unless you see me do it. Did you see me? Nope, then I'm not high. But they know. They know, you know. I went through that phase where everything, like, I don't know what it was. It was my mom, like, hijo de su. Yeah, so it was my mom, like, you know, like, I always bumped heads with her because I was just like, oh, she's always in my business. She's always in my business. And I'm like, fuck, I'm grateful she's in my business. If I wouldn't have done that, if I wouldn't have got that lawyer, you know, like, but it took a lot of work. Like, you know, we're still working on it. Like, communication, that's the biggest thing, communication. And I have to work on my tone because I yell. So I have to bring it down, relax, you know. It's a lot of work. It's a process, change, you know, growth and all that. And, you know, like, our parents weren't raised with a book, okay? Neither was I. So there's, with change, I tell, like, my mom, like, hey, you know, like, this bothers me, this or that. And, like I said, communication. And we're not always going to see eye to eye. And I have to respect her and how she feels. And at first, I didn't. Like, are you insensitive? You're the mother. It's like, hold on, hold on. You know, now that my kids are like that, I'm like, oh, sorry, mom. Fuck, was I that bad? Oh, because my kid talks to me the way I talk to him. I'm like, I have to look across the face. Disrespect. No, really. But it's different. My mom like talks. I'm more like, but yeah, it's we go through a phase where, you know, maybe because I was on drugs. That's the honest truth. You know, when you're on drugs, you're like, that's when you feel like your mom attacks you more or she's on your shit more. But they are. They are. They're like, fuck. And you're so worried about them. You're like, hey, go look at my brother. He's high too. They're like, no, worry about yourself. Fuck. But yeah, like, we want to pretend they're stupid, but they're not. That's the reality of it. And, you know, like I said, bump heads, but, you know, communication. We have to talk. Like, I talk about mom, the shit that bothers me. She tells me shit that bothers her about me. And it's just like, you know, we try to learn. And yeah, so as we grow, you know, not until you get older, you'll realize, like, shit. Damn. Was I that bad? Shit. I was a saint compared to these hooligans. Yeah. But it's different though. You know, my generation, like, we work. Like, I don't know. We work. We take care of our, like, my daughter and them. They go to school and all that, but it's like, work. But then that's my fault too though. Because, you know, I've always told them, your job is school. Don't get a job. Go to school, finish. Because that's the only thing I can give you is your education. After that, you can get a good job. You know, wants to be a nurse. Okay, I'll suck it up for those fucking, what, 20 years? And, you know, that would help. That's up to you. You know, what you do with that afterwards, or, you know, like I said, I'm still learning. Shit, I'm far, like, ooh, I'm, what'd you say? I'm the shittiest mom. No, no, everything's growth and learning. Like, you have to communicate, and that's like, and listen without judgment. I know, as Latino, like, our parents or whatever, like, the minute you hear, no, process some more. Don't even deliver it yet. Just let them go. Just let them talk, and just listen. And that's one of the hardest things I have, because I'm just like quick, like, you know, I had to learn, like, whoa, okay. And don't get me wrong, it makes me mad too. Like, I practice all that, and certain times that shit goes out the window. I'm sure you're like, what the fuck? Where's your, like, no, you know, it's every day, it's work, you know, like, it's work, and it's worth it. It's worth it. And Take care, you know, always make sure you guys self-love. Take care of yourself. Do something for you. Fuck everybody else. Just you, you know, like whatever you like to do. I was talking to some guy and I didn't like him like that. And it was cool. And I mean, I told him straight out, like, fuck. And that's the thing, though. Like, and that makes me mad. Like, a lot of these people, like, and when you tell them, friends without benefits, you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing, and I'll be straight out with you. Like, a lot of these fuckers, like, oh, like, they want to fuck. And here's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, there's more. Like, I don't know. I guess his approach. Like, I get a lot of fucking dirty skis. Like, hey, let me see your tits. Like, oh, yeah, here, fucker. Or they show dick pics. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go sit on that. No, you fucking dirty pig. Like, no. Like, once shit like that comes out of your mouth, like, I'll be the first one. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know. It's just that you're – don't be grimy and dirty, you know? Like that one guy from yesterday, for example. I'm a 9-inch. You're a 9-inch cock blocker. And I'm telling you, he's a cock blocker because my cousin was talking to a friend. And we're standing there. She's here. I'm here. The two guys are here. And they're talking. And this guy, and I'm just looking at him. But he's trying to, come on, let's go. Trying to push him away. And then I turn around, and I'm like, oh, you fucking cock blocker. Get over here. And I pulled him over here. Because my cousin, you know, she's talking to him. Get over here. And then I was talking to him, like, what's your problem, dude? You're like the biggest fucking cock blocker. And I didn't realize people were fucking listening. And they're like, that's where I start talking to him. And then I realized, like, fuck. You're not cock blocking. You're just, nobody wants you. Like, you're trying to, like, because after that, he was trying to talk to my cousin, too. And I was like, wait, your friend's trying to talk to her. He was like, I guess the friend realized that, where he was just like, just go ahead and exchange number. So I pulled them back. No. Nobody wants a cock blocker. Go ahead. Exchange numbers. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gorgeous and beautiful inside. She's amazing. And she keeps them both, shoot, and ready. Stay ready. She was ready to throw down. She was ready. She was dressed ready in case shit happened. And she goes, A. What'd she say? A, in case they come after you. Bitch, you funny. Like, you go there every weekend. Why are they going to come after me? I haven't been there in fucking 2 years. Like, I don't party like that. And she's hilarious. Oh, the funny part. I got a new car. Went to go eat. Afterwards, obviously, what do Mexicans go do? We went to, with Tapatio. I don't know. We went to go eat burritos. Went to go drop off my new bestie, Jose, which we're going to see him in a minute. Yeah. We went to go drop him and his friend off. And she was going to go or something like that, but she ended up going. She's sitting in the back and the guys leave. And I go to the corner, and I'm like, I stop the car. And she's just sitting in the back. I said, bitch, you better get the fuck out of the car. I'm not your fucking Uber driver. And so she sits in the front. She gets out of the car. She sits in the front. She opens her nachos. And I'm looking at her. Bitch, this is a new fucking car. You want to eat in my Alfa Romeo? I just got it. You want to eat all this grease? She said, no. She closes it up. And she looks at me. Are you okay? Let's go to my house. She goes, are you okay? I'm looking at her. Bitch, I'm dry. I'm okay. So we're driving. She's opening. She starts eating. I said, bitch, you don't lost your mind. You don't do my car wash. And she's, oh my gosh, hilarious. And then the boy, she's so cute. She said, I just want to make sure you made it home. Bitch, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, I left you at 4. Like, I left you. I'm just kidding. She's so fucking funny. Like, oh, man. Gorgeous. Like, I'm going to have to bring her on here because she's just freaking hilarious. But she knows everybody. I'm walking by. She's like, oh, that's my friend. Everybody's her friend. And I'm like, fuck. She has so many friends. I'm like, oh. Yeah. So, yeah, we're definitely going to have to bring her in. Yeah, it was a good time. Like I said, I don't know. I thought it was just going to be like, but there's a lot of young kids. As I said, bar, like, I don't like going to clubs. I don't like, but you know what? My cousin, it was cool. It was cool. She was a good time that I remember. I'm not going to lie to you. I cannot confirm or deny. You know, when Big Daddy got me, what is that? Jack and Ginger Ale? Asher Rap. Boom. But he didn't get me out the night. No, I'm just kidding. No, he really didn't. I went home. I did. I got home. I didn't know that I got all these numbers. And they're calling. Even the messages. They're like, oh, your phone's back on. Like, what? Red flag. If a bitch's phone disconnected, I'm a red flag. And I'm okay to say it. Red flag. My phone was disconnected and you still called. And the thing, you waited for me to make the payment and called 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. I was like, no, like, no, like, you deserve better. Don't. I'm too old for you. And first of all, like, no, my phone's disconnected. Like, there's only one guy who's like, oh, I still like him, though. I'm not going to lie. I like that. He just ghosted me. Offered to pay my cell phone. But, you know, when he offered to pay the cell phone, I kind of got offended. Like, what the fuck? Pay my cell phone? Bitch, I can pay my own goddamn. But that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point. I didn't see it then. See, that's the thing, though. You don't see it in the moment. And I should have been grateful. And I was just like, why? I was just shocked. Like, oh my God, does he think I can't pay my phone? Hold on, let me get my card. Like, what the? No, he was just sweet. And I don't know. That one I do like. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm just kidding. yeah, there was only one that did that. But the other one, shit. Yeah, I just thought, like, I don't know, I swear. I stopped counting after 7. I don't know, like, just all these numbers. And here's the thing, I don't give out my fucking phone number. So, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember half the night. Fuck. So, yeah. If you leave me a message, I'll get back to you. Just let me figure out who you are. And then we have the Shenandoah Police Department doing their thing out there. They got some fine daddies out there. put those motherfuckers to work. Excuse me. Yeah, so, Maria, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, muy bien. Guadalajara. Wowzers. Shoot. You know what? Cuando estaba chiquita, yo un día también decía, me voy a casar uno de Guadalajara. Shoot. Or de Zacatecas. Shoot. No te creas. No, for real. Oh, man, yeah. Pero como ahorita nomás estoy disfrutando la vida. Soltera. Yeah, soy soltera. Hago lo que me da la gana. Yeah. El ego. Saludos a todos mis tíos. Tío Alfredo, Panko, la familia allá en Tijuana. Vegas, baby, Vegas. My family in Vegas. Love you guys. Miss you. You guys are all amazing. And can't wait till you guys come visit me. Talking about visitors. Ooh-wee. Someone's at my house when I get home. My favorite cousin. She'll be waiting at home. Myra. Hey, stay out of my room till I get there. There's things you shouldn't see. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. She'll fuck me up. No, she really will. She's like, I think, what are you, bitch, 6'2"? She's like, bitch, you're 6'2". You linebacker, bitch? Oh, no, you're the quarterback. I'm the linebacker. Hey! No, for real, when you see us two together, you're like, fuck. Yeah, but she's at home waiting for me. Shh. Party like a rock star. No, really, we're going to party like rock stars, so. If I call you, it's not a butt call. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't do those. You know what? When I was young, that happened. Wait, actually, when did I hit rock bottom? I think like, what, 2 years ago? Sloppy drunk. Oh, my God. And that's the thing, though. Like, you got to own it. Like, I was fucking sloppy. I was, like, angry and shit. I was like, fuck. And I was just drinking a drink, and it was just, like, not fun. Now I just, like, enjoy it. You know, like, miserable drunk. I was like, fuck. Like, yeah, like, I'm not gonna lie. Certain people that I was mean to, like, fuck, you're a dick anyway, so you deserve it. So fuck you, and I did you a favor, because I would have hate to mollywop your fucking face, you know? But, yeah, some of you fuckers deserve it, just the way I did. You know, karma's a bitch. Karma is a bitch. But, like I said, oh my God, oh, how embarrassing. So, I was looking at some, what is it, fucking looking at Twitter, Instagram, whatever. I don't even want to say I knew the fucker. Oh, stupid me again, like, looking at the fucking pictures. I think I was looking at his kid, or I don't know what the fuck I was looking at, and I just swirled up in all these fucking hearts. this fucker don't think that I fucking, oh, she sent me hard, she missed me. No, here's the thing, puto. What happened was, I was, your shit came up, because I was looking at who was looking at my shit, your face came up. And why? Why? I don't get it. Like, why are we looking? Like, so when I clicked on it, your ugly face came up, and all these pictures came up, and I was just like strolling up, and I fucking hearted a few of them, and after I realized, like, and those stupid hearts that blow up, whatever, and I realized, like, fuck, this puto's gonna think that's for him. Like, nobody wants you, but it is what it is, you know? Yeah. So, hopefully, we want to get, Cuvo! Cuvo, Mr. Hernandez. What up, Mr. Hernandez? Best tattooers. Sure, shit. You guys need to go to his website and see my before and after. He did miracles. I don't know how he did that shit. Cause it's amazing. It looks so good. It looks so fucking good. Like, we're going to get the other one. We're not done yet. Yeah. So, on a small note, our last week winner, Elijah Canales. I did take her out to dinner. We went to, where did we go? Oh, she went to Olive Garden. Yeah, she, Olive Garden. I'm like the only one in the family that likes sushi. So sometimes I go by myself. I was like hoping she'd say sushi or something like that. She's like, I love Olive Garden. I'm glad she didn't say fucking McDonald's, you know? Like, so yeah. So what is it? The last 2 weeks of October, we're going to be in Fountain Valley. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The last time I went for that comedy, like the first time I went, it was cool. I was, you know, but the second time, the energy and then the conversations they were having, I was just like the topics, it was really hard. Cause first of all, my aunt was there and one of the comics, like, you know, they want to come after the crowd. I'm eating a fucking pretzel and the motherfucker's like, ooh, deep throat that motherfucker. My aunt's right there. Oh, all right. You want to go there? Oh, here's the thing. I don't suck dick in front of my family. Like, get the fuck out of here. You think that's going to embarrass me? No. Yeah, so he's over here making comments and then wants to fucking get my number. No. Get out of here. But it was just a weird vibe. Like, another guy, well, he was talking about, like, I think my mom's sexually attracted to me because when I'm fucking my girl, she happens to call. And me and my aunt were like, what the fuck? And he was just telling us, like, yeah, you should check if your mom's sexually attracted to you. Like, what the fuck? Like, where? Like, what kind of comedy? Like, this is like, I swear, I thought To Find a Predator was going to come out. I was like, ah, chingo. Like, because some of this shit these motherfuckers say that I know, like, hey, Crystal, you didn't hit him? Like, now I'm going to fuck you up for not hitting him for the shit he said. I'm like, you fucking trouble. Like, I don't know. But yeah, some of the shit they were saying is weird. But like I say, I go through different vibes. Like, I don't know. That night, yeah, last time I didn't feel it. I was just like, and I think I just stood there and had a conversation with my aunt. I was just like, so like, I was just like looking at my aunt like the whole time, like we were talking, and I was just like, I don't know, I just didn't want to be there. And I was like, you know, it was just, but maybe it's just me, I don't know, maybe with everything that's going on. Oh, there was a what time I had? Someone proposed. Here's the thing, I don't want to get married. The fact that he did, with the ring and payments. Okay. Shit, now we talking. Sweet guy. But yeah, I don't want to get married, guys. I'm not, nobody wants to get married. That's the thing. A lot of people think because you fuck them, it's a relationship. Here's the thing. I just want to fuck you, go home and sleep in my bed, and you go home. Like, nobody fucking wants a relationship. That's the thing. Everybody thinks, oh, my God, he can't sleep. Oh, okay. And that's what I, like, one guy asked me, I'm like, oh, do you want to cuddle? Nah, bitch, I want to bust a nut and go home. Bye. I want to smoke a bowl. Don't even talk. Don't talk. Do us a favor. Shh. You know? That's the thing, though. Like, I don't know. You can't say certain things to your, oh, she a hoe. Yeah. Top notch. So if you can't provide, get your homeboy. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? At least we're being honest, you know? And guys are like, oh, or hey, do you like it? No. Oh, what? What would a guy, like, did I sleep with him? I don't know. But then something about him, I was just like, no. I think I told him I was married or something. I was getting married, and what the fucker say? Oh, that's fine. Can you hook me up with one of your homegirls? Listen, now I'm embarrassed that I didn't got with you. Why the fuck would I pass you? And if you were that good, I would still be fucking you. But I don't fucking toss you. Now you're gonna ask me if my homegirl. First of all, I ain't got a homegirl. But I'm not your fucking Cupid either. Like, I don't like it when guys say, oh, it didn't work out with you. Can you hook me up with your homegirl? I'm sorry. I'm not love connection. Nobody, like, get your own fucking pussy. Like, what the fuck? Do I look like search for you? No. Get your own. Don't ask me, oh, hook me up with your homegirl. Well, hook me up with your homeboy. How about hook me up with your daddy? How about that? You know? Like, I told that to one guy. He got mad. Oh, one guy told me, what did he tell me? Oh, something. Oh, what the fuck? Something about prostitution. Oh. Prostitution's illegal. Ain't nobody prostituting. Escorting isn't. No, I'm just kidding. But the money on the counter, and you will not be contacted. No, like, I don't know. Like, they want to talk shit, but they want to fuck like that. Like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, kick your little dick on, you know? Like, that's the thing. As you get older, I don't give a fuck. Like, ooh, let's switch porn. To me, hey, I'm all about me. I'm a selfish person. I'm going to tell you that right now. And that's the thing. I tell, and guys are like, is she serious? No, I'm dead ass. Dead ass. If I don't want you, if I'm done with you, or even if I'm on you and I'm done, like, once you're dismissed, check this out. You're fucking dismissed. And that's the thing. Like, we want to be nice and this and that, and that's the problem. You know? Honesty, communication, however they take it. You can even tell them, like, because guys are like, and girls, too. We're fucking lazy, too. I'm lazy. I'm like, fuck. Once I'm done, I'm done. But guys are just like, they think they're the shit. Like, oh, I could do that. Okay. I could deep draw, too. But I don't want to. Finish off. But, yeah, that's the thing. Like, open up. And we feel like we have to do it just because, I don't know. Like, one guy, I was making out with him. He was like, take off your clothes. What the fuck? Get out of here, stupid ass. Like, who are you talking to? I'm going to mollywop your fucking face. You're telling me? Like, I'll take off my pants whenever the fuck I want you. You ain't gonna tell me shit, dumbass. Yeah, that's the thing, you know? Like I said, communication is key, you know? Speak. And even if you're with the partner, hey, if your husband, whatever, hey, I don't like it like this. Cool, then you'll find a way to change for your partner, you know? You want to make it work for your partner. Not for, you know, it's so easy to fuck so-and-so. Yeah, she does it like this. Yeah, she doesn't fuck you every day, you know? One can only do doggy stuff so long. I know. Call it bad. But yeah, we're going to have a lot more comedy. I'll post the dates on there. ¿Qué más? Hijo de su madre. Yeah, so besides going to downtown Santa Ana, fucking amazing. Where did we go? Oh, yeah, I went down Bristol too. Shit. We were all over Santa. I miss my city, you know. But there's, like I said, there's a lot of young people. But I know, you know, they're really humble. But I think I scared them. I think I scared them because, like, when I expect, like, I'm really polite, you know. Like, oh, okay, thank you, bye. But if you keep going, once you're dismissed and you don't get the fuck out of my face, fucking elbow to the face, straight out. And I'm really nice, you know. But, like, some of these guys are so pushy. They think, oh, you're single, or I don't know. You know what it is? I don't know. Mira cada pendeja, or do I look like fucking I'm in desperate need of someone? No, I'm not. But that's what guys think. Like, I don't know, when they see me, I'm like, here's the thing. My kids, 21, 18, done. I'm sorry you have kids. No, like young age, like, it's going to be fun. Preschool, like all over again. No, you know, like, one guy, wanted to, a huevos quería que me get. Well, my daughter's 9. Oh, no. What did he say? Oh, no. She was 13. And I don't know where the mom left. Oh, the mom cheated on him. The guy had fucking issues. Pero a huevos quería que cuidara su hija? He goes, can you call my daughter? Bitch, no. I don't even fucking know you. Why would I call your daughter? Like, weird shit. And this guy is in military. He got mad. He's like, maybe you should go get funny. I said, maybe you should go find me an 010. Someone breaks higher than you, bitch. Get out of here, you stupid ass. I don't know. Like, hoorah your ass out of here. stupid ass. But yeah, like I said, I get them all. Some nice ones, some fucking rude ones. I try to stay humble, but I can only hold so much. And yeah, I'm just like, for everything, I have to fucking show you. Hey, check this out. I'm going to bend over here. You bend over that way. Bam. Hey, check this out. Turn your face this way. You're like breathing hard. Don't take my oxygen. Straight out. Hey, and if you don't like it, there's a lot of girls. There's just a lot of guys. You're in my presence. You're going to. My thing is this. I'm not going to fucking do what you want. Oh, here, get on your. Yeah, here's the thing. I don't want to get on my knees. Why don't you get on your knees? And that's the thing. As girls, like, we, oh, he wants this. Oh, he wants that. Well, here, so do I. You know? So, no. You're never going to. Never let someone force you to do something, like, just because they're like, well, so-and-so does it. Well, then go with so-and-so. There was one guy at the. Oh, fuck. He told the girl at the bar. Straight out, well, I'm going to go with so. And that girl's like, please, Joe, please. Oh, my God. I looked at the girl. I was drunk. And I looked at the girl. I go, have some fucking respect for yourself. Like, this guy's fucking telling you if you don't do it, you're going to run through that bitch. And the girl's like, but she was drunk, too. She's like, no, no. I was like, fuck. You know what? I don't remember loving someone that much. I don't know. Fuck. I was never in love. Yeah, I don't think I ever, like, hey, if you don't do this, I'm gonna go with so-and-so. I was already with so-and-so. Here's the thing. I'm not gonna fucking throw that out there because, you know. Yeah. But, definitely we're gonna post the comedy, for the people that I met last night. Like I said, I will, figure out who the fuck you are. My new bestie, Jose, I'll see you pretty soon. He is so fucking cool. Met him. And he goes, I love how you're straight out. I go, to the fucking point. I go, check this out. I go, hey, you, come over here. You know what I mean? I was fucking calling people. Hey, speak when you're spoken to, boy. And they were speaking. Like, oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. I go, that's how it works. But like I said, I'm a very straightforward person. I was like, I don't know how I got all these numbers. Like I said, I will figure out who you guys are. Never throwing any shade. Yeah, so we'll definitely get back to you guys. I have a drive back to you, Santana. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so, I'm going to leave a website for you, putos. A lot of you guys. Check this out real quick before we leave. I'm going to leave a website. Why don't some of you check your name out and see what comes up? I'll just say, public records. Sometimes we forget. Back in the days, here's the thing. Some people want to talk. And it's cool. Like, you can talk now, but you forget what you did back in the day. You know, like, so my thing is this, before you talk shit or throw shade, whatever, worry about yourself, but hey, go ahead, bring it. But check your name, you know what I mean? Like, check yourself out first. See where your fucking public records stand, because a lot of people, those, like, send me shit, and it's like, hey, wait, like, the fuck, your name's on here too? Like, what the hell? Like, oh no, I was never PC. No way, but they said that you didn't want to go to the yard because you were afraid of the fucking. Like, it tells you everything. I'm just like, and it tells you, like, how their body language is. Like, I love public records. And I have the website, too. I had to, like, what did it say? Oh, to get some shit out. But like I said, a lot of you guys, do your research on yourself before you talk shit. I'm just saying, because your name's out there. And, you know, I don't go look for you. You guys come to me. So I'm going to give you the website. Look it up. If you're, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't give a fuck, go ahead. Go ahead. Like I said. But, oh my gosh. So, yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for this week. No, don't worry, guys. I didn't do anything last night. Just kidding. No, you would tell by my laugh. But, yeah. Shout out to Elijah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, July. Aaliyah, happy birthday. What else? My cousin Myra, I be home. Damn. Can't wait to get home. If there was anybody that I would like to get locked up, it would be with her. Because she's 6'2". And her arms. But anyways, yeah. So, pretty much next week, let's see who we'll have come on. Like I said, I met a lot of people. I just have to get the numbers. Like, figure out the face. And some of them I have conversations with. And, no. But, yeah. So, check this out. Crystal Ibarra. Yeah. We'll be back next week. Love always.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Missy Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.